Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting really specific, looking deep into hyper-local life in Sun City.
Yep, our source is a fascinating snapshot the SCTV broadcast, Sun City TV, from just the other day, September 29th, 2025.
And it's packed. We're talking local politics, huge development pressures, arts, clubs, the works.
Right. And what emerges really is this fundamental tension. You've got this vibrant community energy, but it's bumping up against some serious external challenges, especially infrastructure.
So our goal here is to pull out the biggest takeaways for you, synthesize the key points from that broadcast.
But we have to stress, it's just a summary. The full broadcast has so much more detail.
Absolutely. You really should check it out on the SCTV Station YouTube channel. That's at SCTV Station. Watch the whole thing. Subscribe. They're doing great work there.
Okay, so where do we start? Let's dive into that core tension development and the local efforts to manage it.
Sounds good. We looked at the notes from the Lowcountry Happenings meeting. You've got local reps like Joe Passman from District 5, the vice chair from District 6.
Who covers most of Sun City out to New Riverside. Yeah, they hold these regular updates.
And the main thing coming out of those updates, growth, just relentless growth.
It's not just Bucky's at exit 8 on I-95, although everyone knows about that. The plans show, well, a lot more. Hotels, other amenities. It's becoming a real commercial hub.
Not just a pit stop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's Route 170. Housing pressure is immense there, too.
Right. Across from Oldfield, the county bought that cooler tract. They're planning a law enforcement center there.
And right nearby. Hundreds of new homes, a 300-unit apartment complex near Riverwalk, another complex with, what, 270-plus units near Lowcountry Golf Carts.
So the takeaway seems pretty stark. Development is just charging ahead.
But the roads, the infrastructure needed to support it all, that's lagging way behind. Which leads to the big question, who pays to fix the roads?
And this is where, honestly, it gets pretty concerning.
Yeah, the council folks were apparently quite blunt about it.
They said the state just isn't prioritizing roads like 278 and 170. They're not fixing them, period.
Which leaves it up to the local community to fund. But the timeline, wow.
It's rough. The next chance for a transportation referendum is 2028.
And even if, let's say, they somehow got a one penny tax passed next year for 4 years.
Which they can't, but hypothetically.
Hypothetically, yeah. It would still take maybe 3 years just to get things moving on Route 170. You're looking at surveys, state bureaucracy.
Yeah.
You're practically at 2028 anyway before anything serious happens.
It's just a huge delay baked into the system.
But the delays are one thing. The actual state of some infrastructure, that's another level. Let's talk about the Mackey Creek Bridge.
Oh, boy. Okay. The report stated the first stretch, heading east, it's rated a 4 out of 10.
A 4 out of 10.
And the state apparently warned that if there's a Category 3 or higher hurricane or an earthquake.
An earthquake. Right, because Sun City's in the seismic zone, which I don't think many people realize.
Me neither. But if either of those hit, the state says the bridge will most likely go down.
That's just an inconvenience. That's a lifeline potentially being severed.
And even without a disaster, if it keeps deteriorating, they could impose load limits.
Think about what that means. No semi-trucks, no garbage trucks, no delivery trucks bringing food, medicine, building supplies for all that new development we just talked about.
It could just grind things to a halt. It really puts those local government discussions into sharp focus, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's a heavy backdrop.
Yeah.
Maybe we should pivot to something a bit lighter. The community's creative side seems incredibly active.
Yes, let's do that. The arts and culture scene seems to be thriving, despite everything. They highlighted the premiere of Bob Grando's local movie, Circle the Welcome Wagon.
Sounds like a real Hollywood Sun City style event. Grando just loves making videos with his friends, apparently.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. He said the most exciting scene to film was an emergency community meeting, and Anne, who plays the Welcome Wagon lady.
What about her?
She said you just couldn't prepare for the role. You had to be ready for co-star shenanigans. It sounds very, very local.
And the audience loved it, especially the aerial shots showing off Sun City, using real residents, real places.
Yeah.
That's great community storytelling.
Definitely. Then, shifting from film to books, there was a Meet the Author segment with Dennis Joseph Stemmel. He wrote The Cynical Prophet.
What stood out there was the main character, Don Steiner. He's 80, on a pilgrimage, having a crisis of faith, feeling like his life hasn't mattered.
And the interviewer specifically noted how that theme might resonate with, well, the Sun City demographic?
Right, and the scene Stemmel shared was really vivid. Dawn's outside Stonehenge, feeling low after seeing these really expensive votive candles, like £5 each.
Contemplating legacy and all that.
Exactly. Then this apparition shows up, a short, wrinkled, gap-toothed Greek peasant woman, is how he described her.
Okay.
And she reads his mind, tells him, "You do matter, Donnie. You are important. Your life has had meaning." And then the author admits, yeah, Don's basically his alter ego.
Wow. That's quite personal. It makes sense, then, that the Art Center is tackling come from away.
Yeah.
Search for meaning, for connection.
Exactly. The director, Todd Underwood, talked about the show's focus on human kindness during 9/11, when all those planes landed in Gander, Newfoundland.
And Todd's passion is clearly telling stories. They put a lot of care into the production, too.
Yeah, handling the cultural diversity, the dialects. They actually used a cast member from Newfoundland for coaching.
And a sound person from Egypt, who's Muslim, to help get certain portrayals right. That's impressive detail.
It is. And it's part of their 30th anniversary season. Andrea Gannon mentioned a couple of upcoming shows are selling fast.
Which ones?
The Comedy of Second City on October 13th. The Go 740 show was already 70% full. And Disney's Frozen.
Perfect for the grandkids, they noted.
Right. Oh, and there's a $5 off ticket promotion if you call the box office. Worth knowing.
Good tip. Okay, so from the stage to maybe the social fabric, the clubs seem really central to Sun City life.
For sure. And we have to talk about the Woodchicks. Their origin story is just fantastic.
Right. Part of the Woodworkers Guild. Kathy Colola started it 12 or 13 years ago because, get this, the women felt like they were in enemy territory with the men in the shop.
So they started as a lunch group, basically to complain, as the source put it, and they jokingly call themselves the Woodchicks.
I love that. It says so much about finding your space, you know?
It really does. And now they meet regularly, twice a month, making things like herb strippers, cutting boards, stuff they sell to put money back into the shop.
And they're really welcoming. They stress that anyone can join, even if you can't even put a screw in, as long as you take the required classes first.
It's about building skills and camaraderie. Great stuff.
Definitely. Now, on the facilities front, some positive updates, too. Guju Hudson Park is reopening.
Yeah, ribbon-cutting ceremony on October 4th, 10 a.m. to noon, over at the Richard Gay Recreation Complex.
And there's a community picnic plan, free hot dogs, games for kids. Sounds nice.
And the lake house renovation. That's a big one. First major update since 2012.
They're aiming to open October 1st, so like any day now.
And they've made some key changes. Expanded the desk, added an ADA accessible area, new countertops.
A new video wall, a tabby fireplace. But the big thing seems to be removing that half wall and some cabinetry.
Right, which apparently really opened the space up. New furniture's on the way too, so a real facelift.
Okay, quick check on sports before we wrap up.
Sure. Golf first. Congrats to Tom Halpin and Dennis Bidow. They won the Men's Golf Association two-man match play, beat out 40 teams.
Nice. And the Ocotique Creek Golf Course, the renovated one, has its grand opening September 30th at 2 p.m.
Tennis players, take note. Mixed doubles championship starts October 12th, runs 5 weeks till November 16th.
And women's softball.
Got an interview snippet with Shannon Gay, manager for Sun City Tankless. The league has 55 women playing.
And her drafting strategy.
She says she drafts mainly for cohesiveness and a good time. Community spirit first.
I like that. Her personal goal.
Simple. Don't strike out much. Oh, and the team mascot is Marley.
Okay, Marley the mascot. Love it. So we've covered a lot. Apartments, roads, bridges, movies, authors, clubs, renovations, sports. What's the big picture here for you, the listener?
Well, it circles back to that paradox we started with. You've got this incredibly rich, detailed, vibrant internal community life.
People making movies, Woodchicks carving out space, authors exploring deep themes, people just trying not to strike out. It's energetic, it's creative.
It's all happening in a place physically supported by infrastructure that's, frankly, failing in critical spots. Like that bridge, a 4 out of 10.
It's like the community spirit and self-reliance are incredibly strong, but they're relying on external structures that are worryingly weak.
And that's why this kind of hyperlocal coverage from SCTV is so important. It bridges those two realities. It shows the growth and the strain, the community initiatives, and the systemic challenges.
It captures the human stories, the art, the clubs that make the community resilient enough to maybe, hopefully, push for the changes needed for those external structures.
So one last plug. Definitely check out the full SCTV broadcast. Go to their YouTube channel, SCTV Station, at SCTV Station subscribe.
And they mentioned they're looking for creative volunteers, too. If you're interested, the email is suncitytvh@gmail.com.
So maybe a final thought to leave you with. We heard about the Woodchicks fighting the enemy territory within their own club, and Don Steiner needing validation from an apparition in a novel.
Both stories of internal struggle, internal effort, leading to something.
Right. So what happens when that powerful internal spirit of a community runs up against the limits of its physical container, when the local energy is stronger than the bridge holding it together?
And how does local knowledge, knowing your bridge is a 410, finally translate into the collective power needed to actually fix it?
Something to think about. Until our next deep dive.